You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
But you had to do some prep for school yesterday, right?
Yeah, in many different areas. Yeah, shout out to all the schools going back today. It's funny, we've implemented the you got to be in bed by 8 o'clock now rule because, you know, they've been up till the crack of dawn all summer. So we're trying very hard to get them in bed and wrapped up and off screens and tucked in by 8 o'clock. And I think it was 9:30 last night when it finally happened. But
it's a good try.
You got to get back into the routine. You guys, it is time. And then, yeah, yesterday, my son is starting middle school, so we made our way over to the big, shiny new school and got his schedule. And, you know, this is a big change for him because you just don't have one teacher anymore now, Dom. You've got, like, five different teachers. So we walked the halls and went to every, you know, classroom on his schedule, like, three times. I'm like, this is your route. This is how you're going to have to do it. So we did that yesterday, and then it was extremely funny to watch all these digital kids try to get into a locker. Something that is extremely analog, and that all of them, I would say, have never used before. You know, to the right, to the left, to the right.
That's
and
great.
Having them all try to figure out how to get in there. So we had to stand at his locker for quite a while he did it probably 15, 20 times just to make sure he could get into his locker. And it was the funniest thing. And there was kids there that just could not get it. And you could tell the frustration, and you could tell the frustration with the parents, like, but it's so easy. You know, a few of them were starting like, come on.
That's what we refer to as the curse of knowledge, which is when you know how to do something, and so you assume that everybody else knows how to do it, and it, like, drives you crazy.
It is so frustrating.
When they don't. And we did take for granted how to do a combination lock.
Yeah.
But really, until you learn, it's not as if that is just some innate knowledge that you should look at this dial and figure out how to do it.
A lot of them weren't getting that the second number, you know, you got to pass once and then go back to it. They just could not comprehend that you got to go past it one time.
God, it's funny.
It was so funny. But I think we're good to go. I think you got to figure it out. And
does he have some sort of system? It's three numbers, right?
Yeah, he is very analytical and very quick on things. I mean, he's the kid who watches piano YouTube videos and then turns around and plays. So he was like, boom, he caught it really quick.
Yeah,
I mean, after the 10th time, it was like, no big deal.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now he just has to remember it next week.
Exactly, yeah, when he's under pressure and has to, you know, swap out things before class time.
Do they have all sorts of rules about what you can keep in your locker and what you cannot? And
I did have the talk with him yesterday, though, that it's like you can't put things in your locker that aren't supposed to be in there because this is still school property. They can get in there whenever they want, so don't think you're being sneaky by hiding, you know.
So he's got to keep
pixie
his weed
sticks
out
in there.
There.
Yeah, right. Pixie sticks and weed. It's like you gotta keep that stuff at home for sure.
I remember in high school, we had a pretty busy school, and so most of us had to share a locker. And I don't know, does Reed have to share a locker?
No, they get their own.
So I had to. I remember sharing a locker in high school in my sophomore year, and the guy that I had to share a locker with was easily one of the biggest tools on the campus. I mean, to be assigned that person. You know, that I had
You're
to
like,
share
oh.
with this guy. I kind of want to say his name because even his name shows that he's a tool. But throughout the entire year, it was a hassle with crap in there, some of my stuff missing, damaging the locker. I mean, everything you can think of, it should just be so simple. You open it, you put something in, you close it, you go back, you take it out.
Yeah.
He had to make everything some sort of drama around that stupid-ass locker.
Yeah.
God.
I'm surprised they are still a thing, really, in the age of just carrying a laptop or a tablet around. You really don't need them anymore.
That's interesting. You know, the thing about, I guess it's that they want to continue to, you know, keep the scam going with book sales. Although they could, you know, they could price ebooks. You put it on a tablet, they could price that at $150, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, mostly we loaded it up. We left all of his supplies. So, I mean, there's like paper in there and pens and note cards and post-its. And there wasn't really, you know, anything other than them decorating. It was like decoration day, too. So a lot of people, you know, a lot of the kids brought things in to put in their magnets and little shelves and
Can
things
I ask
like
a
that.
Ridiculous question that you will give me a hard time for being old, but I still have to ask it. I mean, he has textbooks, right?
No, I don't know.
Will he have any textbooks this year?
I don't
any
know. Kind of I don't know, don't because know. Everything in elementary schools, they handed them a laptop. So they had a laptop that they brought home every day.
And I'm just wondering if there are any schools that still cover books.
Did like you cover, like with the put... with the paper grocery bag?
Yes.
Or, yeah, yeah, right.
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't
I'm
think
just wondering
do
if
that.
That is still done, because that was always, I got to say, I loved doing that.
So did I. You could decorate your cover.
Yes, you colored all over it, and you drew your own designs, and you could write filthy language on there and do everything.
I don't think they do that anymore. I think they'll probably get a laptop again that they got to hoof around.
Man. I know that we have a whole generation or two listening saying, what are you talking about? Cover books, what is that?
Look it
up.
But
there's also a ton of people listening right now who are going, book covers.
Book covers and trapper keepers. Those were the days.
Yes,
I know, man.
That's funny.
I know. We did walk into the library yesterday, and Nicole was like, there is not a lot of books in here. And I was like, well, look at all these computers, though.
Right.
So, yep, that's where they're getting their info, for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
We're excited, though. We're super excited.
Best of luck to Reed for middle school.
Yay, buddy.